Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 5th, 2023. I have your host, James J. here. I am joined by our good friend, Aaron Hess. Aaron, good to see you.
Great, thank you. Nice to see you, too.
And we have Carly with us as well. Carly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we're talking to our friends at the Southland County YMCA. A big thank you to them for being here. And, of course, a gigantic thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. We always appreciate them doing that. Aaron, Carly, thank you for the time. I know we have so much to cover, so we'll catch up off air. For right now, Carly, if you don't mind, I want to start with memberships.
Yeah.
Let's get right into that with the Y.
Yeah, of course. So in September, we are actually doing a membership promotion. So we are waiving our $60 joiner fee for all new members. So you have to be 6 months inactive, and you have to stay for 6 months, and we waive that $60 joiner fee for you.
Nice.
And that's the whole month of September, kind of like a back-to-school, come get your membership while your kids are at school.
Yes. Nice. Well done. Oh, that is very smart.
Yeah.
And it's also smart of you to use that membership. Like, get over to the Y. We've got this beautiful, amazing facility that I would not be shocked to see in a downtown big city, let alone having it here in Wisconsin Rapids. That is pretty cool. Get over there. Use the Y.
Correct. Yep. And then we also always have the option for if it is not financially feasible for your family, we do have a membership for all option as well. With that, you just have to bring in proof of income for the household, and we can always talk about pricing from there as well.
Yeah, Aaron and I, we've touched on this. I think you and I have too, Carly.
Yep.
It's one of the things that I always look, when I look at your notes, I look for my opportunity to bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys bring it up, so I never have to. But it's one of my favorite things that has gone on at the Y as long as I've been interviewing people from the Y, long before we had the new building and everything. When I was a kid, this one hits close to home. Because when I was a kid, we didn't have hardly anything. And as far as like being able to be a part of things like this, the memberships at the Y or something, just didn't even look into it because we knew we couldn't afford it. And so it wasn't until like being here for a little while that I found out that this was even available to to me as a teenager. And, getting to play basketball over at the Port Edwards location and stuff and things like that was an integral part of me growing up around here and getting to know people and making friends and stuff. If the Y doesn't have that available, I'm not over there. And I'm not even maybe even in this chair, as far as some of the relationships I've made and some of the connections and friendships I've had in this area. The Y got that whole ball rolling. So I think that it's a little bit more important than I think even some people realize out there, that flexibility that, yes, we want to keep the lights on. We want to keep that beautiful facility running. But what's most important is it you being used.
Correct.
People being there and mm-hmm. stuff. And the approach to this is it's a beautiful thing to me. I think it's really cool that's always an option with the Y, that you don't want people to be held back, that you want people to be able to use it.
Right. We'll always hear anyone's story and figure out the best way we can assist with that.
When it comes to membership, is there anything else people should know about it as far as this great deal that's going
on? Nothing else to know about that great deal, but if you've never been to our facility, like you were saying, it's beautiful, and you can always stop in to get a tour at any time and discuss memberships as well as going on to our website.
I would love to know the percentages of people that take that tour and then sign up right away. Because I got to think it's like almost 100%. Like, I can't imagine walking around there and not signing up. That's pretty,
pretty
cool.
Or we have the people that are like, I got to talk to my wife first, but she'll like it.
Yeah. It's a smart person. Whoever that person is very smart.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some of the fun things going on. We have aquatics, healthy living. Where would you like to start here?
Well, actually, we could start with aquatics. You know, this is that time of year when programs just explode at the Y. This is where we have a lot of kickoffs. And one of the things that we're kicking off that's new this year is we have our new swimmer week. So actually, tonight and Thursday night from 6:15 to 7:15, if you have a kid that may be interested in trying out swim team, jump in the pool and give it a try. Whether you're a member or a non-member, there's no fee, there's no obligation. It gives you a chance to meet Chelsea Clutterman, who is our aquatics director and our head swim coach this year. And see if it's a great fit.
Yeah.
You jump in, you don't like it, there nobody's chasing you as you leave.
Again, another one of these things that you get to literally get your foot in the water. Get your foot wet, see if you like it. And if dip your foot in, if you like it, great, dive in.
Absolutely, yeah. And our swim team, our official swim team starts September 11th, and that runs through March. Now, if you go to our website or our Facebook page, you'll see that there are multiple new swimmer weeks. So maybe this week doesn't work for you in September. You can try it out in October. There's another one in December. So there's a few different options for those new swimmers that just want to give it a try, because we know that in this area, there are sports all year round. There are a lot of multi-sport kids, and you know, September doesn't always work. October doesn't always work. So we try to work with everyone as best we can.
That's really smart and insightful, because so many athletes are in swimming are in other sports. And as you touched on, this time of year, it's a little busy. So having a little bit more flexibility in there, going to probably get more people in the pool. We have more people swimming.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Healthy living is a big part of things over at the Y. Let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah. So if you want more information, everything I'm talking about today, we've got flyers and all that stuff out on our Facebook page, and we're getting our website updated. So I'm going to rattle through a bunch of stuff. And if you're like me, if you don't have a pen and paper around, you're going to forget half of it. No.
SWCYMCA.org, SWCYMCA.org. Be sure to go there for more notes or any follow-up. And, of course, reach out to the staff.
Absolutely.
But that's Aaron, I missed you. It's so good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Let's get into healthy living.
Yeah. So we have Walking with Friends. That's a new program, and that's Thursdays at 11:30, where people are going to get together. They're going to walk outside. If the weather isn't so great, we're going to utilize that beautiful walking track inside. We are asking $5 a month for this program, and that goes towards incentives that our community health workers are going to be putting together, some giveaways, and, of course, a monthly potluck.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new program.
With this program, I know that we've seen plenty of walkers in our time, and maybe mall walkers and some of that. I didn't realize how important that was until my mom and dad retired, and they're both going through hip surgery right now. Or they've been through it. They're going through rehab now and physical therapy. And for my mom, she's one of those people. She's always been good about this stuff. But now that she's in retirement and she just doesn't have the motivation that she used to.
Yeah.
So it takes my dad or I being with her before she'll get up and get motivated, and then she'll do this stuff, and then she'll go through all of her exercises. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that that want to walk or want to do this stuff, but they don't want to do it alone. Having a program like that is really, I think it's even bigger than we may even realize, you know, to us. I think that people out there, a certain generation or certain age group, take advantage of this even more than we do.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many people out there where it's more about the social time.
Yes.
And you know, the walking part, it's great, but I get to see my friends.
Prevent and thrive with diabetes. This is a bigger topic, or getting to be a bigger topic as we go forward here.
Yeah, absolutely. So our registered dietitian, Tiana Hamm, is offering this 5-week series, and it actually starts this Wednesday at 9:30. But it's working with those who are either diagnosed as diabetic, or those who diagnosed pre-diabetic, or even those who have a family history of diabetes. And it's a program that's geared towards helping people live their best life while they're dealing with this. So it's not necessarily, oh my gosh, I'm diabetic, can't have this, can't have that. It's more, this is what you get to do. This is kind of this is your new normal, and this is how we can make it fabulous.
So
I appreciate her take on it. Kids in the Kitchen.
Yes.
Those of you who have kids in your house and you wish that they could cook for you, you know, this is great. Our first one is this Saturday at 10:15 a.m. in our teaching kitchen. They're going to be making some sweet potato nachos. So Tiana kind of takes, you know, what some would see as an unhealthy snack and puts kind of a healthy twist to it, but she says it still tastes great, and I believe her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm back, Tiana. If she says it, I will try it, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. September 18th is our kickoff for Nutrition 101, and again, that's at 10:15 in our teaching kitchen. She's going to be talking about easy and nutritious meal planning, because I think a lot of us need help with the planning.
Yes.
And one thing I'm super excited about is the Lunch and Learn series. The first one is September 27th. So Tiana's going to be making a really healthy but very tasty lunch. She's going to explain how she made it and then talk through where she got the ingredients so that it's actually very affordable. Mm-hmm. So it kind of hits those three things. Hits the taste buds, hits the wallet in a nice way, and you get to sit and learn more about how to do this for yourself. Forever Well kickoff, that's September 11th, which is actually next week Monday.
It's crazy.
It feels kind of wrong.
It's so quickly coming up. Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know what happened to August. I don't know.
I don't know. But so Sarah Wheatler is our community health worker, and she's putting together this program for those that are 55 and up. Mm. And I have to say this because I think my husband's listening. So, Rick, you can sign up for this.
Nicely done.
Yeah, he's chill. So this is she's putting together programs, you know, targeting those 55 and up, and it's anything from maybe a group exercise class to game nights to even field trips, you know, getting one of the Boys and Girls Club buses and taking a trip up to Wausau or Appleton or wherever. So kind of the sky is the limit. And so we have our kickoff party, which is actually this coming Monday. And so she's going to have some snacks, some games. It's a great opportunity for people to get to know her and get to know each other. And she can talk a lot more about what this program is all about.
It's no secret that this community has a high population of that age range. And we also have a group of some groups of people in that age range that are looking for things to do. Maybe there's not something for them or a niche group or organization or something that they can really dive into and have some fun. This is an opportunity for more of that gray area kind of.
Absolutely. Yeah. People who are looking for a good time, and it's not a major commitment either. Yeah. So it's not like you have to do this every Friday at this time or whatever. You go when you're able to and when you want to. Yeah.
Got a tune-up class wanted to wrap up with.
Yeah. So myofascial work is something that's kind of a trendy thing nowadays, and there are some health benefits to it. Mm-hmm. And Desiree Britnacher is our personal trainer at the Y, and she has a lot of experience in this. So when you sign up for it, it's a one-day workshop, and you get six of these tune-up balls, and she shows you how to work with them and work out some muscle knots or just some fascia tightness, you name it. And I'm not going to try to pretend to be an expert on this, but she definitely is. So when you do the workshop, you get to walk away with six of these tuna balls. You take them and hopefully you keep using them. So you practice what you learned and experience the benefits of those.
A lot of what she does in there, and I only know just because I know a little bit about the exercises, is being able to, so not everybody can make it to a gym. Not everybody can make it or wants to work out with big heavy weights or those kind of things, but you still need that flexibility. You still need to keep your limbs and your joints moving and flexible. A lot of what she's teaching you is ways to do that with a little bit of a no-nonsense sort of way, a little bit more stripped-down sort of way of that, and while also being a really good teacher.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is the nice thing with classes like this, it's so much of it is functionality. So I don't know, you know, as we age, I mean, I'm almost 50, and you start to realize, okay, number one, I don't recover as fast as I used to. You know, if I run 4 miles, I'm going to feel it for 2 days.
It's just not fair. It's not fair. It's not right. I know.
No, my knees remind me that they're old.
I hear you. I hear you. It's the knees and the hip right here. I don't know. My hip has never bothered me my whole life. I turn 40 and boom, it starts to bother me. It's like it was just waiting to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My dad does remind me it's not until we're 60 that the pain multiplies instead of just moves. Yeah. So I'm supposed to be happy. So classes like this, it's all about, you know, maintaining that range of motion, maintaining that flexibility, and something that we take it for granted. I mean, I know I've taken it for granted, which is why I'm at where I'm at.
Yeah, I hear you. So. Well, I think that the more we talk about this stuff and we get it in people's brains, hopefully we're not going to get everybody, but we get, maybe a good percentage of people to get in on this. Because while we're joking about getting older and things aching and stuff, it doesn't have to be that way. Those aches and pains you can have, they can be a lot less if you keep up on some of this stuff. You're taking in any of these classes, you are going to be moving moving and doing a lot more. Mm-hmm. You have it right in your power, and you have it right in your town, because you got a Y near you, and we got a great one near us. Yeah. Take advantage of some of these classes and enjoy as you get older. It doesn't have to be, I'm getting older or anything. Mm-hmm. It could be, I'm getting older. Like, that's a good thing, by the way, everybody.
Oh,
it's good to get older. It's better than the alternative.
Exactly.
It's a lot better than that.
Yeah. So, embrace it.
Yes. We've got youth sports coming up. Let's get into those.
Yes. So a Wyatt tradition, we have flag football that mm-hmm. starts up this Saturday, and people can still register for that. There's three different age groups for that. And like I said, it starts this Saturday right at the youth sports field at the Y. There's a coaches meeting that is this Wednesday at 6:30. So if you're interested in helping with coaching, get a hold of John Gutierrez, who's our youth sports director. But yeah, that program is always a hit.
And it's good to know that kids can still sign up right now for that mm-hmm. with it starting this weekend. It's not always the case, but that's cool. That's great.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's just reality. Parents are so busy getting ready, for school.
John gets that. Yeah.
That's. I guess school is a higher priority.
But still, it can be one of those things that you want to do, but you get lost and it gets lost in the shuffle. So giving people a little bit more time, that's mm-hmm. nice.
Yep.
Youth volleyball starting
up
as well.
Youth volleyball, that starts September 14th, and that starts at 4:30 p.m. So right now we're looking at ages 7 to 12.
Okay.
If you have someone that's outside that age range, same idea, get a hold of John and mm-hmm. get his thoughts on that. But again, it's a program that gets youth introduced to volleyball.
So
you learn the skills, you build on that, and hopefully you make the sport less of a mystery, and maybe it's something where they're interested in signing up at school.
Younger generations are really into volleyball. Like the University of Nebraska just had the biggest turnout for a women's sporting event of all time. Like, it was huge. Like they had the volleyball match at a football stadium. It was so big. Women's sports and women's athletics are the biggest rising thing there is, and volleyball is one of those.
Nice.
So getting kids involved in this stuff young, I mean, you may even just be getting ahead of the curve here a little bit too with some of this stuff.
With my daughter, she just turned 8 this year, and she doesn't know what she wants in life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's mm-hmm. 8. So I put her in everything last year. And now this is the year where she's like, okay, I want to do volleyball again. Yeah, I really like that. I didn't really care for basketball, so let's leave that out.
Right,
it's really nice to have these starter clinics, too, mm-hmm. so that they can test them out.
It's a great point. That is a really good point.
Yeah.
Dodgeball kicking off soon.
Yeah, dodgeball on the 15th, so Fridays at 5:30. And this is for that teenager group, so the 12 to 17-year-olds mm-hmm. that just want to beat on each other.
Yeah, really, it is. It really is. No. One of the fun things about dodgeball to me is, how it incorporates so many other sports. And it has, if you find too, I had a coach reach out to me about baseball because he saw the way I was moving in dodgeball and thought I would run the bases well. So things like that, it's a fun sport. We do love to throw, hit each other and everything. But it's also one of those things where you might, getting a chance to do this, might find or see in your child something else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Camp programs. So we've got archery, micro sports, and hatchet throwing. So we've got at least one session of 5 weeks that we're offering starting next week. We're kind of hesitant on the second week, only because we know in Wisconsin it gets dark earlier around that time. So we're going to kind of see how the sun is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have at least one session out there where if people want to try archery, or micro sports is a program where they dip into multiple different sports. So it's not the same sport every week.
Yeah.
And then, of course, hatchet throwing, that's all the rage.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah. It's another one of those things that has really been popular for at least the last 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then people can be out at camp. They can see all the beautiful things that we've done out there as far as updating it and all the new equipment. And it's just beautiful to hang outside there.
I love basketball. I make no bones about it. To real hoopers know, we got hoopers and little hoopers coming up on Monday.
Yes. Yeah. So Monday the 11th starts hoopers and little hoopers, 4:30 for little hoopers, 5:30 for hoopers. And again, it's based on grades, what grade you're in, or ages.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to our website, you'll be able to see all of that. And then Rookie Basketball League, that starts at the end of October. And I know that's another big YMCA tradition is having that basketball league. And of course, that's where basketball started. That's the lie. Yep. So you always got to throw that in.
Yes, right on. Yes. And we know how big soccer is in this area. We've got youth soccer kicking off.
Yep. Tuesday. Tuesday, September 12th. So 4:30 and 5:30. And again, separated by ages and whatnot. But again, it's working all those skills. And, you know, John, who runs who is our youth sports director, who runs this program, you know, that was his sport in high school and college, soccer. And
John gets it. John is loves these sports, knows them inside and out, and also knows that it's about the kids. It's about them having fun, enjoying themselves, while also learning the sport and learning the, you know, good sportsmanship and so many other things that are fun about these classes and these programs.
Absolutely.
Do you know because we mentioned it with the basketball, flag football, with basketball, youth soccer, are you still able to apply for these? Are you still able
Absolutely.
To register?
Thought yep. so. Everything okay. that we're talking about today, they're still open for registration.
Very cool.
Yep.
Carly, I wonder if you wouldn't mind if we wrap up with events and touching on some of the cool events going on over there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have quite a few new ones, some ones that have returned. Mm-hmm. So the first one I'd like to talk about is the Mother-Daughter Pajama Party, which is Friday, September 15th from 6 to 8. So any mother and daughters of any ages can come on in. We're going to have nail painting, crafts, games and snacks, a glow-in-the-dark dance party, all at our Wisconsin Rapids location. It's going to be a hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to
be a blast. Great timing of this, too. You know, beginning of the school year, getting an event like this in and everything, it's good for bonding. It's good for parents. You know, we don't get a chance to do that as much with our kids as they get older. And having an event like this, that's a nice opportunity for that.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Along with that, we also are giving that bonding opportunity to the father and sons in our community. So father and son game night is going to be held at Camp Alexander Sunday, October 8th from 4 to 6. With this, kind of more rough and tough in it, but dodgeball, basketball, cornhole, hatchet throwing, fishing. Oh, finishing. finishing the night with hot dogs.
Finishing the night. I like that. That was good. That was good. So another great event, another opportunity, as you said, for the bonding and also for a chance for maybe you see your youngster or you as an adult get a chance to try one of these, the hatchet throwing or any of this stuff that you haven't done before. You find you might like it.
Absolutely. And that one, like I said, was Sunday, October 8th from 4 to 6 for that father song. Last thing, coming back again, is Halloween at the Y, which is Friday, October 27th at 5:30. This is a collab between the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club. Again, we're going to have so much happening. Music, snacks, games. We do a haunted house in the Boys and Girls Club. For this event, it is free for everyone, but we would appreciate a donation of a non-perishable food item.
And those items help out our local food pantry, which is, again, one of the greatest things about our Y is how much it puts into our community.
Absolutely.
When we're talking about any of these programs that do and cost anything, as we touched on earlier, don't ever let cost hold you back. Reach out to the Y, and we can, you know, we'll see. There's scholarships available. You usually can figure something out.
Oh, absolutely.
But when you are able to put money into the Y, when you are able to pay for these classes or any of that stuff, you can feel really comfortable, really good that money is staying in the same zip code. That money stays in town. It goes back into programs and things at the Y, helping do the vital work that you guys are doing over there, because it is vital work. We don't get the chance to highlight it that way very often, but you would know if the Y wasn't here. You would know how much we would miss it. You would know if we wouldn't have these services and these availabilities, whether we're talking about childcare, we're talking about some of the other programs that are available with the Y. It's noticeable that we have this here in this community. So we greatly appreciate you being able to put back into the Y that puts back into us in our community.
Absolutely. It's been, I mean, for us, I know some of our programs with costs and, you know, I know there's sometimes there's program fees and whatnot, and those are also, you know, we're able to look at those as well for those that need that financial support. So even if you, let's say you are a member and you don't want to, you're not signing up for a program because of the fee or whatnot. Again, it's having that conversation with anyone in our membership staff to be able to make it so that it is more affordable for you.
And one thing I know growing up, how it could be for myself, but I know I've talked to some listeners about this in the years that you guys have joined us. That's not always an easy conversation. I know that for some, you know, you don't, for one, nobody likes talking money, really. And two, you darn sure don't like talking about it when you don't have it.
Right.
Please do not let that hold you back either. The Y has heard it all. They've got some of the most open hearts and minds you'll ever be around. No judgment, none of that. Just want you to in the building, okay? Yeah. You got this problem. I feel for you. Let's get you in the building. You know, that's the important part. So that kind of stuff, don't let that hold you back either.
Absolutely.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they reach you guys? Just send them to the website or Facebook page?
They can go to our website, swcymca.org, or they can give us a call at our main line, which is 715-818-9622. They can always call the main line, and they can always, you know, ask for Carly. They can ask for myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on our website, you'll be able to see who our leadership staff are,
yeah,
and our numbers are right there. So you are always welcome to call us directly. You know, if you have a question about youth sports, give John a call. Mm-hmm. You have a question about membership, you're giving Carly a call, so mm-hmm. on and so forth. And
yeah,
we love getting those phone calls. The more we can talk about what we have going on, the more we can get the word out and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love talking with you guys. Thank you so much for the time, being here, and for everything you do for the community. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
You can find out more again by going to swcymca.org. A big thank you to Aaron and Carly for joining us. And, of course, a thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment here on WFHR, locally grown radio.